Hello.
Hey, Steven in by chance?
This is him.
Hey, Steven, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Over where?
At the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff, okay.
Yeah, we're a private business bank in San Diego. We actually had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some prior borrowing you had there. It was filed as a corp service, usually a working capital loan you took there. But and we were able to actually get you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. Just kind of want to touch base there with you and see where the business is at.
I'm pre-approved before you even look at my stuff? Or is that just a statement?
It's just the fact that you guys are in the DMB system here and you guys have a borrowing history. So.
Sure, send me over your information and I'll fill it out and get it back to you and see what happens.
Yeah, what was it you were looking to do there with the business?
I got to move. One thing, I got to move. Number two, I got to expand. Number three, I got to get a big box wreck. Number four, I got to put my website back up so that I can actually, I have more business than I can handle without even advertising. So,
wow.
But I need to, but there's only four people working for me and myself. And I need to bring in a lot more so I can get it more. I just haven't really done much with it because of the fact that I do a lot of big custom mansions and it's just, there's so much work. It's just like you kind of get to where you don't want to do it anymore.
But, yeah, and if you only operate with four people,
that's the whole thing. I need to get to where there's people loading it up, delivering it, people installing it, and people building it, and instead of me doing pretty much everything.
Yeah, you got it kind of maxed out there with operations.
I kept my finish crew, and they're helping me install now.
Okay.
I made a decision when people got crappy with me to say, hey, you know what, I'm keeping the finish crew because I can control the product.
Mm-hmm.
And they can help me load and install, but they don't. They're factory workers. They don't really like going to the job site.
I see.
Don't blame them. But it's the worst job in the world. But right now we're in a big 8,000 square foot house redoing the island because they wanted it 4 inches bigger after it was already 10 feet by 5 feet.
Oh my God, not big enough.
Bigger than my whole kitchen, the island. I'm telling you right now. So it's got two dishwashers and all kinds of crap. But I need to expand my business and my credit hasn't been great in the last 10 years because I'm always behind paying late payments on everything because I'm always kind of hesitant to take on certain jobs because I don't have the right crew or the right like I've got a 3,000 square foot shop right now. All the tools are paid for. I probably have about 100 grand worth of tools in there, three phase, and I've been slowly putting everything I made in the last couple of years has gone into the business. I haven't really taken anything for myself. So
okay.
The only thing I did was the stupid thing and got myself a big diesel truck, but I'm paying monthly dearly for that right now, so I didn't pay it off. So, and then I'm delivering in my giant dump trailer, so I really need to get a box truck. I don't want a new one because I don't want to spend $65,000, but I can get a 22.
Yeah, used.
A 2011. I don't want anything really old because I don't want to have to, rebuild it all the time or whatever. And it's image too, you show up with, the right equipment and the right people and,
Of course, of course.
And I'm only going to real expensive places, so I can't afford to drive up on their pavers and drip oil.
Yeah.
Is
it mostly kind of these private kind of contracts that you're doing there?
I write the contracts myself. I do mostly, I work with a couple designers, but mostly it's straight with the customers.
Okay, so it's kind of one-on-one work that you do there?
Mm-hmm. I've done commercial too before, when I had five or six guys working for me. We did the Universal Studios Wasabi restaurant for Panda in Atlanta, like 2 days. We went out there and knocked it out.
Oh, wow.
But I haven't done one since. It's not like they're doing them every day.
Yeah, those aren't the easiest gigs.
It was a specialty job, and they couldn't find anybody that could do it really. That would do it right. And so it was their. I guess Panda owns Panda Express, Panda Restaurant, and a bunch of others. It's one guy in Taiwan or somewhere. That's multi-rich, and it was their signature. Grand opening, and he was coming in from Taiwan, so they had me go there and blow it out. And it was at Universal Studios, you know, in the mall area or whatever you want to call it.
You got quite a resume there. Did you say you don't have a website, or you just need to update it?
I own the website, but I shut it down in November because they only two was carrying it. I shipped everything over to GoDaddy, but right now, if you look at it, it'll say it's not working or something.
Under construction or something like that.
It won't even say that. I was too lazy to even do that.
I gotcha. You know? I gotcha.
But I just have to put it all in there. But see, you can't transfer your pictures from one company to the next.
You have to redo
the whole thing over from scratch. But I own the domain. I own creativewoodwork.com.
Okay, creative.
So, yeah, but you won't see it. And then if you look on Howl's under World Builders, Inc., Ranch Santa Margarita, I'll come up with probably like 6 or 7 pictures.
And I gotcha.
I'm A-plus rated, Better Business Bureau, and Consumer Lamp.
Okay, so you've been in business then with the World Builders, Inc. since 2014, is that correct?
No, since I incorporated in 2012. I've been in business since 2000. If you look at my license, they transferred over everything to the corporation, so it shows up as me being in business since 2000.
Okay. Yeah, that'll definitely help you out.
All I did was some guy was out there using my name under World Construction, so the only way to get people from doing fraud with my name was to incorporate.
I see. I gotcha. I just want to get a little bit clearer picture here, and then I'm going to be able to kind of tell you what we can do for you. As far as the credit, I know you said it's not the best. Did you have a ballpark figure of what it was at?
Like 550, like that.
Okay. Horrible. So the good news is on the working capital programs, the majority of the weight is on the gross annual sales. It's not like your typical line of credit where they take the credit heavily weighted. It's mostly
like, it varies. It's like 5 to 6K, 600K.
Your gross annual sales were 5 to 600K.
Yeah.
Okay.
It needs to double.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we can definitely help you out with. As far as the capital goes, we could probably look at freeing up, I would say, anywhere from maybe, I'd say 40 to maybe 70K there for you. And how it works on the working capital is it's unsecured. So you basically can use it for however
you
want.
I've got one now for 10.
You have a 10,000?
I'm 16, I'm sorry. It's for 16. Payable back 23.
Okay, so your 16K working cap, 23K was the total on it. Do you know how much is left on it?
I've only had it for a month.
Okay, so pretty recent.
So it's a four month payment at $272 a day for 21 payments a month, like normal.
$272. Okay. I mean that's definitely a shorter term there. And who did you take that out with? The current
Pearl.
One that you
Pearl.
Pearl. Okay. Yeah. They're well known there. But yeah, you know, it's definitely something we can help you out with. If you're looking to make all these moves here and you needed some additional capital to get the ball rolling.
Well, I had to pay cash for this. I was going to get this big dust collection system, and I had to pay cash for the stupid thing because I had to buy a used one. And I didn't want to spend $30,000 on a new dust collector because the city is making me change all my dust collectors, even though they're brand new. So it's California bullshit. So, and then then my landlord afterwards he goes, it's time for you to sign a new lease, and I think I want you to give me a $10,000 deposit. I go, well, you already have a $3,000 deposit. He goes, yeah, I know, but if you want to stay, and I'm like, so he's been hardballing everybody. He just raised the guy next to me $1,500 a month rent. He raised it $1,500.
Wow.
How do you raise someone's rent? And you know what he said? I'm doing it because I can.
Oh, he just straight up said it to his face like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm like, what? I'm like, that's bold.
That is bold. I guess you can get away with it. I mean,
I'm like, that's your answer? You did it because you can? You're not increasing it like 10% or 20%? There's no, like, law that says you can't, you know, you do whatever you want?
Yeah, that sounds a little fishy there. I'm pretty sure you can't.
The guy's a prick, so. You know,
didn't imagine him being the nicest guy, that's for sure.
Well, and then he took away my yard. I haven't moved out yet, but I have a yard, so I have a 3,000 square foot shop, and then I have probably, I don't know, maybe 2,000, 3,000 square feet of yard. and he decided that someone gave him a better offer for it without even talking to me. So he went and said, he called me up and said, "You got 30 days to move your sea container and your trailers out of the yard." And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Where's my storage going?"
This guy is all over the place.
Yeah, and he wants me. And so my lease was up in May, and because of this dust collector thing, I never re-signed a lease. I said, "Well, when we get this dust collector thing solved, because maybe I can't stay in this facility, you know, then then once we get it solved from the city and everything, then I'll re-sign a lease. But if I can't," and he said the same thing, "if I can't, then I got to move on to a different building, because what it is it's a condo." So, you know, I mean, industrial condo. I need a place that has a yard next to it so that I can put a dust collector outside, and then I wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah.
So, and I could have got a cheap used one outside that was huge, massive, because all these companies, big companies went out of business. And, you know, but because I have it inside, I have to get a specialty one, which costs more than the big one.
Of course it does.
Yeah, of course. And that's what I'm sitting there like. They wouldn't tell me all this stuff up front because they wouldn't. They just told me what I couldn't do. They wouldn't tell me what I could do. And I'm like, yeah. So now I'm getting smarter about it. And so instead of buying this $30,000 system, I went and bought a used one for like $1,000. And then I rebuilt it and put all new bags on it and new legs and everything. And then it cost only like $2,000 something instead of like $10,000.
It cracks me up that these people still buy equipment brand new when how much cheaper it is for used. It just blows my mind.
But the problem is the legality. Like, I have brand new Cyclones that are on each tool that are remote control in the shop. Mm-hmm. And they're telling me that I can't use them. That guy comes in and goes, "Well, those are like garage type equipment." I go, "No, they're not. They're three phase." I go, "Who do you know that has three phase Cyclone, you know, dust collectors in their garage?" Well, kind of, you know, really. And when I said to the fire guy, the fire marshal, he got all mad at me. And I'm like, you know what? At least be something that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, let me blow smoke out of your butt.
You're just looking for something at that point.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, and everybody's like, "Oh, you shouldn't tick him off." And I'm like, "Yeah, if he's going to tick me off, I'm going to ask questions."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I don't think we'll have an issue freeing you up on the capital side. As the equipment goes, it is a little bit more heavily based on the credit. But getting your foot in the door and building the relationship there on the capital side, it might free up some opportunities down the road.
Yeah,
there for
I don't own the equipment now. The only thing I really need is a box truck, and I need running capital.
Okay.
Running capital to make payroll work, to make everybody happy so that I can keep on going. Like, you know, when you don't have the running capital, you just don't purchase certain things to get your jobs done because you can't get it done because you don't have the money.
Yeah, if you're missing out on opportunities just because of the capital, I mean, then that's definitely something we can
it's
get.
It's mostly timeline. I used to chase the clock. Now I'm chasing the calendar. The calendar is faster than the clock, and that's the problem.
I gotcha.
All right.
Well, Steven, what's a good email there for you? I'll shoot the information over there of what we sent out and what we need to get the approval process going.
WorldBuildersInc@live.com. WorldBuilders, plural, INC, at LIVE.com.
LIVE.com. WorldBuildersInc@live.com. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, I will. I'll shoot that over to you right now. It's just going to summarize the offer we did send out. It'll have the short list. It's just three things that we would need. It would just be the one page app that's attached to the email.
The bank statements.
Yeah, 6 months of bank statements, and then did you file 2015 taxes?
I'm trying to still get that back from my accountant, and the guy answered my phone last month, and he's had it since before April, and once I get it back from him, I'm getting a new accountant.
I got you.
After 6 years, and last year, I don't know, last year he went flaky on me.
Interesting. You have 2014 at least?
I might.
Okay. If you have 2014, that'll work.
He's been holding on to a bunch of stuff, and I better have 2014. Let's just say that. That better have been done.
Sounds like you better have 2015 too.
Well, he had to go back and revamp my whole 3 years. Two is 12, 13, and 14, I believe, and then 15 was supposed to be done. And I'm still waiting back from him on 15. I don't know what the hell he did, but I'm still in good with my corporation, so he must have done something.
Interesting.
They would have cut me off by now.
Yeah, they would have. So.
Yeah. So he filed some kind of extension on me or something.
Okay. So I mean, those would really be the three things that we would look at. If you could send a current balance there on the Pearl loan, just so we can possibly look at options there for refi. Otherwise, we can look at a secondary position as well. But
I'll probably paying off.
Yeah. So I'll shoot that over to you. When might be a good time for me to follow up here with you?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Around the same time work for you?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'll pencil you in for that. I'll shoot that over, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks.
Good talking to you, Stephen. Bye.
Goodbye. Okay,